tactical and strategic parasite management for livestock, particularly as autumn approaches, is important. Hello Mzansi, welcome to episode 374 of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and I'm your host for this episode, powered by AfriVet. Now, in this episode, Dr. Radel Zawitski, technical veterinarian at AfriVet Technical and Training Services, explains the difference between strategic and tactical management approaches. She also warns against the misconception that parasite loads decrease during this time and common mistakes in parasite management and more. Dr. Radel, thank you so much for joining Farmers Inside Track. It's definitely great to have you.
It's a great privilege.
Now, of course, I'm quite interested to know more about the conversation or the topic that we're having. Let's get straight into it. Discuss with us the importance of a strategic parasite management for livestock, especially as we approach autumn. Why is that so important?
Okay, so let's start off with the basics. The difference between strategic and tactical management of parasites. Strategic parasite management means treating livestock in a selective way. I want to call it the fire prevention unit. To decrease the environmental load with immature parasites, so the following season has less mature parasites that can lay eggs again, thus treating when there will be the greatest impact on the parasite population. Another strategic approach is by concentrating efforts on the most valuable stock or those most likely to suffer from parasite burden. These animals include the young and pregnant animals. Tactical approach, in contrast, is the fire brigade, coming in quick and forceful with the big guns. This is used when parasite burden is already high or dangerous, and not to prevent the increase in population like one will aim for with strategic treatment. Both strategic and tactical treatment stands in contrast with the old approach of periodically treating all the animals. For example, deworming all the sheep every 2 weeks or weekly dipping of all cattle. This has an economic impact as less products are needed to have the same or even more of an effect. In autumn, it might seem like the parasite load, both internal and external, is decreasing, but this should be seen as the quiet before the storm. Ticks and worms both decrease immunity by placing unnecessary pressure on the body. Decreased immunity before winter makes animals more susceptible to viruses and bacteria, leading to, for example, pneumonia.
What specific parasites are commonly problematic for livestock as autumn approaches?
So some roundworms can overwinter in the animal. They will thus hide from unfavorable environments by sleeping in inverted commas in the animal host. This is a strategic opportunity for the use of contact killers like AfriVet's Eradiworm range that contains levamisole. For the sake of time, we can discuss two examples of parasite strategic management around autumn. One internal parasite, like liver fluke, and one external parasite, like the blue tick. The infective stage of liver flukes are present in summer and autumn with high rainfall. This is a very good example of different management strategies to be implemented for control. Firstly, strategic management involves preventing exposure to the infective stages. Life cycle knowledge is important to know where the infective stage occurs. With liver fluke, the infective stage is found on grass in wetlands. So preventing exposure to wetlands when they can occur is number one. When, if that is not possible, tactical treatment of adults along with immatures that is causing the major problems by migration. This is achieved with products like EcoFluke, a triclobenzazole, that kills both immature and adult flukes. The use of EcoFluke will be a waste at the end of winter when only adults are present. Other possibly cheaper treatments need to be considered then. The blue tick population also peaks during autumn due to its short life cycle happening multiple times throughout the rainy season. If you are faced with a blue tick problem in autumn, it can be seen as a lack of effective control throughout the season. The DIP active ingredient and strength needs to be evaluated. AfriVet's lab can help with both the tick resistance testing and the plunge DIP evaluation. Strategic treatment here prevents massive egg loads that would otherwise overwinter on grazing, causing an even greater tick load in spring. Pour on dips that sterilizes or kills females are what we are aiming for in autumn. Red Line, a flumethrin, will sterilize females, and Eradicate, an amitraz, will kill and let ticks fall off, both having an influence on egg load by addressing females.
It's quite interesting to hear all the different parasites and how they are commonly problematic for livestock, especially in autumn. You know, different ways farmers can approach that in their farms. But how do you assess the parasite burden in a particular herd or flock before autumn arrives? What factors can a farmer consider in the evaluation?
So selectively treating affected animals with antiparasitics instead of all animals need to be done throughout the year, and not just important in autumn. This can be seen as a form of strategic treatment. At least some knowledge about life cycles are required for effective strategic control measures. Afrivet's agents in your area can be contacted to inquire about the tick inspection card that will help with addressing the external parasite burden. Records need to be kept on what ticks are present, where are they present, how many of them are present. This regular inspection will also help to identify immature stages. For worm birder, fecal egg count will be of great value. This gives an indication of the amount of worms present in the animal, as well as the type of worms to a certain extent. Animals with high loads will be treated and animals with low numbers not. With treatment monitoring, fecal egg reduction tests can be used. These are also services that Afrivet's lab can help with. Treatment of immature parasites differ from adult parasites, and the timing as well as active ingredient needs to be adjusted with life cycle and life stage present.
Are there any specific challenges, Dr. Riddell, or opportunities presented during this transition?
We talked about the opportunities earlier. A contact killer like Eradiworm will have a great impact on parasite population when most of the worms are found in the animal, usually in the winter. This is an example of a strategic antiparasitic use. The decreased parasite load will improve immunity. The opposite needs to be kept in mind if food is low, the animal stresses. Temperature changes causes more stress. Stressed animals have less resistance to parasites. Greater parasite load leads to more stress on immunity. The lowered immunity makes the animal prone to picking up viruses and bacteria. This leads to, for example, pneumonia.
In your experience, what are some of the common mistakes or oversights that livestock owners make in parasite management before autumn, and how can these be avoided or rectified?
The most common would be slacking in the treatment and prevention protocol, thinking that it is almost winter and thus there's no more parasites to worry about. If it is almost autumn, it means it is still summer, the most favorable time of the year for parasites. Another common mistake is the opposite, thinking that the more you treat, the more effective treatment is. This is not true, as there are many variables to think about. What is used to treat? When to treat? What are you treating? If the wrong treatment is used for the wrong time for a specific parasite, it will be an expensive way to cause lifelong resistance problems. How can this be avoided? Livestock owners need to be personally involved in animal inspections. Early disease identification allows for early intervention. This is not a one-size-fits-all in farming. The local and regional environment, climatic conditions, farm-specific worm mix, and type of farming needs to be kept in mind in parasite management. On some farms, the tick burden does lower and even disappear during winter, but in others, there is no such thing as tick season. Use resources such as fecal egg count and tick inspection guards to decide on treatment times and products timelessly.
That was Dr. Riddell Zawitski, Technical Veterinarian at Afrivet Technical and Training Services. You can, of course, read more on this topic by visiting www.foodformzanzi.co.za. And that's a wrap. But before I let you go, South Africa's brightest young agricultural minds will converge at the Mzansi Young Farmers in Indaba, and you are invited. Join us in Pretoria North from Thursday 4 to Saturday 6 April for Africa's most prominent gathering of young farmers and agripreneurs. Now, tickets are currently on sale, and you can secure your seat by visiting either www.farmingindaba.com or visit Quicket, or purchase your tickets via Pick and Pay, Pick and Pay Clothing, or Pick and Pay Liquor stores nationwide. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of the episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of Team Food from Zanzi, as always, thanks for listening.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans, though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Food for Mzansi so much. They're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodformzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.